Dot com or call 864-442-6054 today.
Okay, listen closely. A water furnace geothermal system can save up to 70% on your heating and cooling costs, will last twice as long on average than conventional heat pumps. You get the same tax credits as solar, and Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get an additional cash rebate. What are you waiting for? It doesn't take an engineer to understand geothermal is the best and least expensive way to heat and cool your home. It's like putting money in the bank. Learn more at ClemsonGeo.com.
Father's Day is just around the corner, and if you don't have a gift for your dad or a special man in your life, then Buff City Soap has got you covered. Treat him to a shave bar, shampoo bar, beard oil, or foaming hand soap. They're handmade, free of harsh chemicals, and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. Shop Buff City Soap, Harbor Village Shopping Center in Clemson, and the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville, and be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials. Happy Father's Day from Buff City Soap.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know what happens every Thursday night in downtown Seneca. We call it Jazz on the Alley. We get started with the Bang Show at 7 o'clock each and every Thursday. But we thought about doing something very, very brand new for you. It's called Happy Hour at Jazz. Here's just a few sounds that you're going to hear every week. He's in the All-Stars, Nathan Angelo, and many, many more. Check Facebook for all the artists playing. But we're going to be doing something new starting at 5:30 till 6:30 every Thursday night. It's called Happy Hour. This is a chance for young artists, country, rock, soul, blues, to get to showcase their talents. 5:30, you early arrivals, get here early and enjoy a little Happy Hour at Jazz.
Yeah, it's going to be
It's all happening right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. Outside dining, great music, and you, along with 2,000 of your closest friends. It's Jazz every Thursday, downtown Seneca.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. You know, why don't they put these in alphabetical order? Why do I have to scroll through and hope I can find a team on this long list of teams? Why not put them up in alphabetical order? Texas was minus 115, Ramona, at the 9.5 number. I'm taking them to go over 9.5 at minus 115. All right, I've been asked by multiple people about Kansas, and Kansas is interesting based on these numbers because I saw Kansas at 5.5 today, and 5.5 is still there, but it's at minus 154, and so we are grabbing that right now. I am taking Kansas. That is...
You're not going to go over the thing?
I'm going over it, but I'm taking it before it moves.
Okay, go
it's
ahead.
It's at FanDuel at over 5.5. at minus 154, so it's heavy, heavy juice. And it's heavier than it was earlier today. And there was more than one 5.5 today. There is one now. These others have decided to go a different path. You have one given out at 6 and minus 115. You have two others with it at 6.5, one at plus 110, the other at plus 145. You have widely variable numbers on Kansas right now. So I'm paying a huge juice price doing this, taking it the over the 5.5, but that's what I wanted at. I want that number. I want over the 5.5, and I'll pay that juice at minus 154. 154. I better be right. All right, that's before even looking at the schedule, because I'm afraid that number is going to disappear, and I'm going to be left with just these sixes and six and a halves. Again, at a much lower rate. Basically, it's going to cost me $1,500 here. $1,540 to win $1,000 in terms of, you know, our a little fantasy play here. All right, so I'm going Kansas minus or going Kansas over 5.5 at 154, and that's at FanDuel. All right, give me their schedule now. Okay, this is working backwards, by the way.
Okay, their first game is Missouri State at home.
One.
Then they have Illinois at home.
Two.
At Nevada.
Three.
BYU at home.
Three and a half.
At Texas.
Three and a half.
UCF at home.
Man, there could be a ton of points scored in that game. Boy, I want to see what the total play is on Kansas and UCF. What did I say it was at? Three? This is radio. You can't shake your head.
This is where I don't know. I'm reading them. You're supposed to keep up with where you're at.
I'm going
to
say four.
Okay. At Oklahoma State.
Four and a half.
Oklahoma home.
Five.
At Iowa State.
Five and a half.
Texas Tech at home.
Six.
Kansas State at home.
Six and a half.
And at Cincinnati.
Seven. Yeah, I like this where I have it. I like this. I'll take this over five and a half at minus 154. I think Kansas is a 7-win football team, maybe eight. I believe in the quarterback, who I think is one of the best in the country. The tailback, who is on my running back list. I got a quarterback, Ramona, who's number 5 on my quarterback list. A tailback who's like number 20 on my tailback list, on my running back list. And I didn't do a coaching list yet, but Leopold would be in the top 25 of that, too. So do they have to get a little better defensively? Yes. Will they? Yes. They're exceptionally well coached. I feel like this is almost stealing. I feel like this over 5.5. I'm not worried about the juice. No worries. Give it to me. Give it here. Give me that. Give me some of that. Hear that, South Carolina? Give me some of that so I can bet it legally. Clown shows. All right. You already took Texas, right? Did I do? I haven't done Ole Miss yet, right?
No.
Ole Miss, the number on Ole Miss is 7.5, and it's at plus 105. I wrote this down, this completely down earlier today. I am taking Ole Miss right there, Ramona. I'm taking Ole Miss over the 7.5 and plus 105. Love this. I think that division is a bear. I admit that. And it's going to get only better. Because Hugh Freeze is now the new sheriff in Auburn. That, again, this is about that stuff about walking into that league. If you really want to walk, because Auburn's going to be a national player again because Hugh Freeze is there. Auburn is coming back. Auburn football is coming back to life. So you think about all the teams in that league now, especially once you add Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, it's going to be hard to get out of that league. It is going to be hard to get out of that league. Your chances, again, are going to be like 3-9, 1-3. We'll reduce that down. We'll reduce that fraction right down. So Ole Miss, Ramona, give me the Ole Miss schedule. I'm going, but I already know what I'm doing. I'm going over 7.5 at plus 105. Over 7.5 at plus 105.
Okay, the first game is Mercer.
You know, again, I have a quarterback here in Jackson Dart who I'm really high on. And I have the best running back in the country. Okay, one no.
Okay, and then they're at Tulane.
Whoa. They're going to play at Tulane?
That's what it says here.
Actually, at Tulane.
That's what it says.
That's dangerous for these Ole Miss-type teams. They never learn. Why do you want to go play at a place like Tulane? Why? I'm going to take them anyway, 2-0.
And then they have Georgia Tech at home.
3-0.
And then there are Alabama.
I think they got a chance in that game. I do. Lord. 3.5.
And then they have LSU at home.
3.5.
Arkansas home.
4.5.
At Auburn.
5.5.
They have Vanderbilt at home.
6.5.
Texas A&M at home.
7.5.
At Georgia.
7.5.
ULM at home. And at Mississippi 9.5. State.
I think they're like a 9. I think it comes out like 9.5. That's what came up for me this morning. And I'm all in on that. Give me Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss. I think it's the year of the running back. They have the best running back, and I love their quarterback. I think Jackson Dart is a big year. Ole Miss, 7.5 at plus 105. That counts. We're going with that. All right. So how many do we have now, Ramona?
So far?
These are our official plays for the year. These count. This is it. This is the 1st of June right now. These are our official Road Rage total plays for the year. There's not, I mean, I may add one or two here or there. None of these are we're backing out on. These are all in concrete.
You have nine.
Nine now?
Nine.
I had like one a minute ago. Now I have nine?
Yeah, you have nine.
Wow. All right. Wait till you hear this one. I'm going Tony Elliott. I know some of you people right now are driving off roads. I'm going Tony Elliott and Virginia to go over the 3.5 at minus 105. First of all, the fact that they slapped a 3.5 number on you, Coach Elliott, is not good. I mean, that is not good. That is not – Vegas does not have much confidence in Coach Elliott or this program right now when they slap a scarlet letter 3.5 on your egg. But that's what they just did. The number is 3.5. Here's the thing with Virginia. Offensively, last year, they sucked. Defensively, they actually made dramatic improvements. Now, they're going to be boring as can be to watch, but they're going to win more than 3.5 games under Coach Elliott. They are. It won't be fun to watch. I mean, it'd be like torturous. Virginia, look, if I was putting together a list of teams that I don't want to watch, Virginia's up there, you know, I don't know. Now that Shaw's gone from Stanford, I don't know. But Virginia is like right up there. I do not want to watch them play football. I don't. I will, but I don't want to. I mean, you know, if I can poke my pen, I can put pencils in my eyes on my own. You know, why do that to myself by watching that? But I do think they're winning more than 3.5 games. And I'm taking Coach Elliott to go over 3.5 at minus 105 because the number is so pitiful. And they play some pitiful teams. Give me that Virginia schedule, Ramona. These are locked in, though. I already did all these this morning.
Okay, their first game is versus Tennessee in Nashville.
Virginia?
Versus Tennessee in Nashville.
Virginia.
Yes.
I don't even remember seeing that game on the schedule. I don't know. All right.
Okay. And then their next one, we're going to say?
What's a loss? I mean, obviously.
Okay. All right. The next one is James Madison at home. Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Did I say I wanted Elliott at 3.5?
Yeah,
I did.
You did.
I wonder, did I look at the wrong schedule?
It says Virginia football, yeah. 2023.
James this Madison is that's a scary bunch. I'm not sure they beat them.
Got Virginia Tech at the bottom.
I'll give them a half.
Okay, and then they're at Maryland.
It's still a half.
And then they have NC State at home.
I swear to God, did I look at the wrong schedule?
You may have.
I may retract that. I can retract that since I just did it instantly. Okay, keep going. I'm still at a half.
Okay, where am I? At Boston.
At Boston what?
Yeah,
College?
Home NC State. Did I tell you that one?
Yeah.
Okay. At Boston College.
One.
And then they have William and Mary.
Oh, thank God for William and Mary.
Two.
Thank God. I knew there had to be a stinking William and Mary in there somewhere. Okay, so I'm at two.
Okay, and then at North Carolina.
Okay, still at two.
At Miami. I'm going to be scratching this one out, I take it.
Two and a half.
Okay, and then Georgia Tech at home.
Three and a half.
Georgia Tech. At Louisville.
Four.
And then they got Duke at home.
Nope.
And then they have Virginia Tech at home. You're going to take this one?
Yes, because they always lose to Virginia Tech, but I think they'll beat them this year.
That's awful close.
I'm taking it. I think they get to like five. I'm taking Virginia.
You're taking three and a half?
I am.
And you think they're only going to get to five?
Yes. Yes, okay. Five is way over three and a half.
Give me
Virginia over the three and a half. Don't do me wrong, Coach Elliott, as Romero likes to say. Romero always says they did me wrong. Don't do me wrong, Coach Elliott. Never do this again.
What's that other number?
You only do this one time, Coach Elliott.
What's the OJ number?
What's the OJ number? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what's the OJ number?
It's minus 105, so nothing. That's flat. That's regular. Okay, so over 3.5 and minus 105 for Virginia.
All right.
I'm going App State over 6.5 and plus 116. I don't really get this. I looked at that schedule, and it's sort of like their normal schedule. Why would App State only be 6.5? Why would they? I don't get it. Plus, I'm getting a plus 116 deal on that. I'm betting 100 to get, or in this case, 1,000, you know, in our imaginary thing, to win 1,160 at over, just to get over 6.5.
You bet 1,000 and you're only going to win 160?
No, 1,160.
Right. You bet 1,000, you're going to get your 1,000 back. Right?
No.
That's not how that works.
No. No, if I bet 1,000 and I win, I don't have to pay anything.
You know, okay.
They don't get the 1,000. So if you win, they don't get the 1,000.
If you bet, I know that. So you bet 1,000. You bet 1,000, then you get 2,116 back if you win.
For you, yes.
Well, you get yours and you get an extra.
Yes,
one.
Yes, for you. Yeah. For you, yes. Yes, that's how. If we found a way that the math came out right for you, that's where I'm stopping.
That's the best thing to do. You can see I'm the holdup in South Carolina. Why we're not betting.
It's all your fault why South Carolina still hasn't initiated.
There's more people out there like me that don't get it. Right. They don't want to give it to us.
It's the Ramona rule. All right, quick break. Running back rooms are on the horizon. So is NBA. This is all coming at you today. All, promise. Walt up to a road rage. Quick break.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canty Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life by experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air, serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit Estes Heating air.com today for more information.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Want a fast-paced sports talk show with lots of college football? Keep up with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. You won't want to miss their hot takes on Clemson football, college football, and everything else in college athletics. Tune in weekdays from noon to 3 on 105.5 and 97.5 FM. Or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go now, you fired him!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I have no idea where the show has gone, and we have so many more things to get to. I got people asking me about Miami and whether Miami has a chance. We have a few more total plays to give out to all you degenerates. We did give out App State over the 6.5. That's plus 116. And Ramona, that relates to the basically the I don't know how to explain this to you, so you're going to understand it, because I've been trying to explain it for 20 years.
You don't have to. It doesn't matter. It's not all like right. I'm going to do
LSU
it.
Is 9.5. I have not decided on LSU as yet. They're on my list. The Louisville number is strange to me. K-State is over 7.5. That thing was juiced. That thing was juiced at minus 188, I think. That's what I have written down here. I need to check that deal. Is Kansas State over 7.5 juiced to that level? I mean, you're talking 2-1. That's almost insane. And of course, since it's not in alphabetical order, I can't find it. I should have had you working on this page. Here it is. K-State over 7.5. Oh, look at this example. Wow. Kansas State is over 7.5. This is at FanDuel. K-State over 7.5 at minus 188. One other has it at 8 at minus 105. And one and two have it at 8.5 at plus 120 and plus 100. This is the most extreme example of all. In terms of the different ways you could choose to, play this, I think if you take this, you got to take that 8 at minus 105. Of the four choices here, again, you have four choices with Kansas State. Your four choices are over 7.5 minus 188. Okay, so for our purposes, what that would mean, Ramona, is you are betting $1,880 to win $1,000, almost 2-1. Ramona's looking at me like she's not sure I'm from this planet.
Well, say that again.
What the minus 188 means,
okay,
on a $1,000 bet is, okay, you would be paying $1,880 to win $1,000. If you lose, you owe them $1,880.
Right.
If you win,
you bet $1,800, but you're only getting $1,000 if you win.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So why would I do that?
So you can play it that way, or you could play it basically straight, because you can take it at 8 at minus 105. And you can take it at 8.5 at plus 100 or plus 120. I think if you're playing Kansas State, the best way to play it is to take it at 8 at minus 105. Just regular normal juice. And to win that first bet, you're going to have to get to 8 anyway. So I don't think it makes much sense to risk almost 2-1. That the FanDuel number has. I'm just going to pass on Kansas State altogether. I'm passing on them. I don't like it. I smell a rat. I'm passing. I smell a rat. I'm passing. Duke, the number on Duke is 6. I can get Duke at 6 at minus 120. I'm taking that. I'm taking Duke over 6 at minus 120. Give me that. I have Riley Leonard, one of the better returning quarterbacks in college football. He's top 10 on my list. I have a great head coach. I realize the schedule is a little more difficult, but I mean, this team won 9 games last year. Give me that. Give me some of that. Duke at over 6. And I know they're going to lose the opener to Clemson, lose the opener to the Tigers. I don't care. They still got enough meat on the schedule to come back from that, unless Clemson injures Riley Leonard in the first game. But other than that, I'm taking Duke over 6 at minus 120. And did I give out I gave out the Kansas one all right, right? I think I went out of order for that because people were asking about that. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Kansas over 5.5 minus 154.
Yeah, so yes. That actually was the number this morning because I have it written on my deal. You know, one golf-related thing. I said this is going to be all hardcore sports today, and it is. And we're going till 10. And we're going to 10. One golf-related thing. You know who won the Charles Schwab Challenge this weekend?
Schwab.
I'm thinking no is the answer. Emiliano Grillo won the Charles Schwab Challenge. Emiliano Grillo. You know what is interesting about Emiliano Grillo winning the Charles Schwab Challenge?
What is interesting about it?
He was 100-1.
Oh, darn. It's another one of these things I that you missed made on. A lot of money.
Yeah. You missed out on a
million. I have to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, hurry up, South Carolina. I got things to do.
You missed out on Emiliano Grillo at 100-1 winning the Charles Schwab Challenge. But you know what's really even more interesting about Emiliano Grillo winning the Charles Schwab at 100-1? Is that there were some known and unknown bettors who had him at 100-1. There were some known guys in the industry and some unknowns who had him at 100-1. In fact, the producer of one of the shows that we run on this station at night, the father of the producer put $80 on Grillo to win at 100-1, won $8,000.
Awesome.
Won $8,000. The father of
good a, for producers of a, everywhere
of a producer, father of a producer at 100-1, and there was method to the madness on Emiliano Grillo. And the method was that all the analytics on this dude are really good. All the golf analytics that determine whether a golfer is good, they all favor Emiliano Grillo. He honestly, his analytical profile looks like an elite golfer. The one problem he has is putting, which actually is a big problem to have. But in this particular tournament, he finished second in putting. And so, hence, Emiliano Grillo won the Charles Schwab Challenge. And oh, by the way, degenerates, if Emiliano Grillo is going to start to get his putting together, then you're going to want to keep grabbing him. Now, this guy, I left out one thing. The father of this producer had been betting Emiliano Grillo for 3 years.
Just wait.
Yeah, so he had spent some money losing on Emiliano Grillo to win in the past, but it finally all came through for him. The persistence came through with when Grillo won the Charles Schwab at 100-1. All right, you have all of your total plays for the year. I don't know if I'm going to add anything. I certainly won't subtract them. Those are your plays. Those are the figures. How many total plays does Road Rage have for the college football season, Ramona?
12.
12. That's a nice number. 12. 12 is not as many as we usually have, I don't think. So we'll go. We're going with 12. 12 is the 12 is the number. All right. To running back rooms. Morgan Thomas will allegedly join us tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I was going to ask you about that.
Allegedly, I told you know he wrote me and said can I come on Friday? I said sure. I said we said a bunch of bad things about you yesterday for not showing up, but no worries. And he said I knew it. All right, so Morgan will join us tomorrow, and we'll discuss some of these running back situations and more on the big program. That'll probably be about 5 o'clock. But I want to get to running back rooms and the start of the NBA Finals. So let me start with the Finals, all right? Because I've been asked by numerous people, does Miami have a chance? You know, this is what I said to Kwok when I came in. Because he had basically asked me the same thing. And here's what I'm going to say. Miami had a much tougher road to get to these finals than Denver did. I know it sounds strange, but just think about it. All right. Miami had to play the Giannis Bucks. They had to play the Brunson Knicks. And then look what they just accomplished in beating the Jason Tatum Celtics. They fundamentally played really good teams, and they beat them. Who did Denver play? Denver played a compromised Phoenix team that had all sorts of injuries. And they played a Laker team that was a seventh seed that sucked. Let's not get the Lakers twisted. They suck. They sucked all year. Now, you can make the same case for Miami. But the Lakers stunk. That's who Denver beat. And so I think Miami has traveled a much tougher road to get here. And that's why when they asked Jokic about it, Jokic said he favors the Heat. He doesn't know why you'd be favoring Denver. Now, I think that may just be talk, but he doesn't necessarily strike me as one. He strikes me as the kind of guy who just sort of tells you like it is, like he thinks it is. And so if Miami's going to win this, these are the reasons they're going to win. They're going to win because they have faced a tougher road. They have faced elite teams and super elite players, and they have slayed them. They've taken them down. Their court spacing is terrific. It's almost beyond belief. And they do such a great job of driving, kicking with that court space. And it makes it very difficult for you to defend and get back out and recover under control to shooters. That gives Miami a chance. These factors give Miami a chance. I have to think they have to be really careful with any reintroduction of Tyler Hero, because I think their defense gets dramatically worse, and I think the ball sticks with Hero, where the ball movement for Miami has been terrific. It's been terrific. The player movement, ball movement has been terrific. They spread you out. They get their 15 to 18 feet of court spacing. They drive hard to the basket, and then they kick it out to shooters who just drain threes. And their shooters have performed really well on the road. That's another thing. They have shot the ball exceedingly well on the road. And so for all these reasons, Miami 100% has a chance. I mean, here's the dilemma, Rona. I've been thinking about this series a lot, and I keep thinking about these things I'm saying, and I'm thinking to myself, well, that just makes it seem like Miami ought to win. And part of me, the logical part, is basically hearing the words coming out of my mouth that says, yeah. Yeah, look, they not only have a chance, they should probably win. But there's a but. And here's the but. The but is that Denver has been invincible at home. The Boston Celtics have been a mediocre home team. Demonstrated as Miami won three times there. Who has beaten Denver in Denver? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody's beaten them there. Now, again, the Nuggets have another challenge. They have a 10-day, 11-day layoff, whatever it is. When you're playing really well, the last thing you want to do is stop. You want to keep playing. So could they be a little rusty in game one? Yes. The thing is, until somebody beats Denver in Denver, and Miami has won every game one so far. Miami's jumped out ahead. That's another thing. But until somebody finds out a way to beat Denver in Denver, and to date, nobody has, how are you winning? The answer is you can't. You just factually can't win if you can't beat them in Denver. And nobody has beaten Denver in Denver. The Celtics were a relative pushover at home. In fact, they didn't even play well at home. Denver plays great at home. Denver plays to that crowd. They play to the altitude. They play to it all. All the things I said about Miami, they're all true. They're all good things. They're all real. And if Miami winds up winning, those will be the reasons why. Having said that, I think Denver wins in five. And the reason is because if you can't beat them in their building, you have no chance. And here is what I think happens. I think Denver goes up 2-0. I think that it goes back to Miami. I think Denver wins one of those games. And then the thing comes back to Denver, where I think Denver wins again. And it's over in five. I think five is more likely than six. Six means Denver has to win 2 games in theory, in Miami. I don't know that that's going to happen or be needed. The question remains, can you beat Denver in Denver? And again, the answer to date has been nobody has. I'm going to continue to rule with that nobody. But something has to give. Miami's won game one in every series. They have jumped to the front in every series. That's been their, honestly, that's been their biggest strength. They have showed up on the road and won road games to start every series. Denver has won every single home game they've played. Something has to give. I think the more likely thing to give is Miami winning on the road, because Denver has just been absolutely invincible at home. So I think Denver goes up 2-0. I think they go back to Miami and Denver gets a split in Miami. And then they come back to Denver for game five and they close it out. I just think it's the Nuggets' year. I think it's Jokic's year. I think he's been the best player in this league for 3 years. He is still the best player in this league. I think he'll prove it. And the other thing is this. All those Denver role players have played really well as well throughout the playoffs. They've played really, really well. It's not just the role players for the Heat that have played well. The Heat's finally facing a team where the role players have also played well. So I like Denver in five. I just think they're the better team, and I think their home court advantage is absolutely overwhelming. Quick break.
It is summer break, and having fun outdoors means tracking more dirt in your home. That's why I only trust Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning to keep my house insanely clean. And right now, they're having a sizzling summer sale. 15% off all cleaning services, carpets, rug, upholstery, and air ducts, all 15% off. This month only, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and you'll get 15% off the service. Use the promo code SUMMERSALE when scheduling online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been treating customers so well. You'd think they were part of the family. Members of our Family Promise program who buy a new Toyota will enjoy perks like lifetime nitro on tires, gas fill-up, lifestyle test drives, and 3 years no-cost maintenance. It's part of our pledge to give our customers the best new car buying experience. Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our 3 children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
If you've fallen out of love with your home, maybe you just need a refresh. Contact CertaPro Painters and we'll put the power of pro to work for you. That's CertaPro's power to transform living rooms and rejuvenate kitchens. The power to get the job done right, on time, and within your budget. Get that lovin' feeling back with the help of CertaPro Painters. Start your project at CertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began,
I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Little news item from Clemson baseball is that sophomore infielder Billy Emick and first baseman Caden Grice were named first team All-Americans by Collegiate Baseball on Thursday. How about that? Clemson's 65th and 66th All-Americans in history and 30th and 31st first team All-Americans. I mean, this is so insane because at the midway point of the season, these two guys were nothing. They were nothing. Caden Grice is like a big zero for the whole season. And Billy Emick was really just sort of coming onto the scene. And you went from that to first team All-Americans in 25 games. It's 28 games. I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And again, we detailed the sort of rise of these two guys again at the start of today's show in that first segment, not knowing that this was coming down the pipe today. But we talked at length about those two guys specifically and the roles they played in sort of the rebirth, the second half rebirth of this team, which was, again, that first half of the year, I mean, it looked like whatever you're doing for the future. Nothing that involved this year. Remember, Rona, we put a poll up and 70% of the people thought Clemson would win 30 games or less. 70% of Clemson Nation thought Clemson would win 30 games or less. That's how this team was playing. And Grice, like I said, Grice's whole season to that point was a zero. A complete non-factor. A negative factor. I mean, he just seemed to be gone. And then, again, the pitching brought him back, made him feel better about himself, made him feel he was starting to contribute. And that, in turn, led to him relaxing at the plate and actually starting to contribute at the plate. So, and Billy Emick, basically came out of nowhere. And just raked the entire second half of the year. Well, honestly, was the most consistent element the second half of the year and provided immense power. So, if you look at the actual breakdown of the home runs that those two guys hit, they basically all came in the second half. And they went from wherever they were in the first half to being first-team All-Americans by Collegiate Baseball on Thursday. Pretty good stuff. Pretty impossible stuff. So congratulations to those two gentlemen. All right, Ramona, I want to get to the running back rooms list. We'll continue this tomorrow. We'll talk a lot more college football tomorrow as well. And obviously a review of whatever happens with Clemson baseball, which we, would expect them to win. All right. We've gone over the individual running backs. I have a list of 25. I also have a list of 10 running back rooms. We need that little deal that you do there.
I got the germ roll. Oh, so what is this, like teams?
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially. What we're calling this is the 2023 Road Rage Running Back Room Rankings.
All right. I'm not doing that right this second.
Well, okay. I mean, I know you put these things up on the website, so I'm giving you a header. Okay. for
why does it have to be that?
It's not surprising to me that you would question it.
2023 road rage rankings of.
Oh my goodness gracious!
What is it again?
I'll spell it out for you later.
Okay.
All right. Basically, team running back rankings.
Yeah, make it short.
Oh, no, I didn't say that that's how we're going to word it. But I'm just trying to clarify for your sake and do so in less than 10 minutes.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Oh, good. Number 10. Number 10 is Colorado. As strange as it sounds, I think Deion has put together a significant running back room led by Alton McCaskill, who is my, where do I have him ranked? I have him ranked 13. Again, if Alton McCaskill is fully healthy, he's going to be higher than that. And he says he's fully healthy. He is a, Alton McCaskill, again, I think at the time that he was injured, McCaskill was one of the three best running backs in college football. He broke in with Houston. He was unbelievable his first year. You're talking about a 218-pound back as a freshman who could really run. And then the following spring, he tore his ACL. And he's been out ever since. But he says he's 100% good. Bigger, stronger, faster. That would be bad news for everybody else. But he's the leader of that running back room. But that running back room has 5-6 guys in it that can all run. That all have speed. As I said, Deion Sanders is recruiting speed. So Colorado. Sort of the shock here at number 10 on my running back list. Number 9. Yeah, this is a shock of a different color, Ramona. More specifically, red and black. Number 9 is Georgia. You know, I think Georgia has a nice group of running backs. And I think that Georgia has changed their philosophy finally and become more of a passing team. And so these running backs aren't getting quite the work that they did before. They're also deep enough that you're playing, you know, four guys regularly with regularity. So, you know, they don't necessarily get the opportunity to post giant stats. I think they're really good players. But I also don't think there's one guy in this mix that sort of stands out that you look at and say, well, you know, that's an elite NFL running back. Now, you know, some of these Georgia guys get better after they leave Georgia, and maybe that'll be the case here. But altogether, I think it's a good running back room. You know, given everything else they have, given the fact that this is the best receiving core I've seen at Georgia, maybe ever. You know, maybe they don't need that type of running back grouping room that we've seen from Georgia in the past. So they're a bit of a difficult call in terms of analyzing them and where you want to put them and how you're going to do it. But I have them 9 heading into the year, and it feels about right. Feels about right. Number 8. Number 8 is Notre Dame. For me, this starts with the fact that you have one of the better running backs in the country in Audric Estime. Estime rushed for 105, 110 yards against Clemson last year. He is a 230-pound, you know, 5'11"-type running back who runs with great physicality, and he will hit the hole and get it turned up quickly and I think Estime is a load. I think he's a really good back. I think that's why Logan Davis isn't there anymore, and he's at LSU. Again, a guy rushed over 900 yards himself last year. I think Estime has a chance to rush for, you know, 1,500 yards for Notre Dame this year. Also, they have another kid named Jibron Payne who was really good this spring, and they expect a lot out of. And I'm guessing that he's going to sort of fill the role that Logan Davis filled. They have a couple other backs in addition to that. And, you know, with all the duo blocking they do up front, they do a nice job of creating holes for those running backs to utilize. So Notre Dame makes my list at number 7. Number six.
This one. You said seven. That's eight. You got Colorado, Georgia, and Notre Dame. So that'd be 10, 9, 8. You're on seven.
Is that what I said?
You said six.
Oh, okay.
And I thought I missed one. All That's right. The only reason I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, I know why I did that. Number seven. Wisconsin. And this all starts with Braylon Allen. Allen is my seventh-ranked running back. Allen is a load. He's fast. He's athletic, explosive, powerful. He just needs to stop running into defenders. Honestly, when I watched Braylon Allen as a freshman, I thought you'd look at one of the great running backs of all time. But somehow his vision has gotten worse. Now he sort of runs like he's blindfolded. I mean, I need him to make some sort of improvement in that area, because if he does, he'll be the best back in the country. It hasn't happened yet, so I need to wait and see what a new coaching staff does with Braylon Allen. And, of course, they still have Ches Malusi, too, the old Clemson back, who rushed for like 800 yards, and a couple other backs in that backfield as well. Wisconsin always runs the ball. I know that they are going air raid. It's going to be an air raid that runs the football, so nothing has changed there. Wisconsin, number seven on the list. Number six, Ramona. Clemson. The Clemson Tigers make my running back room list at number six. You already have Will Shipley, who is a proven commodity again, who's a better player than people seem to understand, who rushed for 1,200 yards and had like 38 catches last year and did so playing, injured much of the time. I don't know what's not to like about this kid. I mean, I think he needs to improve his pass pro, obviously, but he's a leader. He's a worker. He gives you everything he has. And the only thing that he falls short on is his last name isn't Etienne. Other than that, he's one of the great backs in Clemson football history. And he may retire when all said and done, he may retire. He may leave Clemson as the third best running back in program history. I think that's well within his wheelhouse to do so. And I think there's a segment of people who think he's just going to disappear this year. There will be no more Will Shipley. I don't buy that. I don't believe that at all. I think Shipley is going to have a really big year and be really productive for Garrett Riley in this offense. And then there's Phil Maffa. I mean, it's a two-man room, basically. You know, I don't expect anybody else to get carries and anything that isn't garbage time. Phil Maffa is Najee Harris-like. I said that at a similar time. When he came out of high school, my analysis that day was Najee Harris-like. And I think he's proven to be that. You're talking about a big back, physical back. When he squares his shoulders to get downhill, he's really tough to get to the ground. He's more explosive and athletic than you would expect in a back of his size. I see you there. He's more explosive and athletic in a back than you would expect of his size. And he can make people miss. You know, he's got some same word, Ramona, juice in space, which is not something you normally see in a running back his size. There is a lot to like about Phil Maffa. He's an NFL back. I expect him to get more work this year. But that backfield that Clemson has of Shipley and Maffa, the law firm of Shipley and Maffa, certainly, I think, one of the best backfields in America. And on my master list of running back rooms this year, Clemson is sixth. Walter Petula, Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
All determined that they're just letting you have holidays if you happen to be scheduling games. They're allowing your existence when they're playing. And by the grace of the NFL, we can play five Christmas games as the NBA. Yeah.
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon Eastern.